13th parak of Yevamah's Mishnah Zayin. This parak is discussing halachas of wives that are ketanas. Till now we've been discussing halachas of miyun, that she could nullify the marriage. Now it's discussing other halachas. Shnei achim nesug l'shtei achoyos yisoyim es ketanas. Two brothers that were married to two of these girls that had a kedushin to Rabbanon because the father did not marry them off. So they were married to Rabbanon. Umeiz baylish al echem behem. The husband of one of them died. Take to Mishamesh Achas Isha. There's no Yibam because this is the sister of his wife. I'm going to say the Rabbanon and Mamashach. Inasmuch as we treated them as married, they're both equally married. And since he's married Midrabbanon to his wife, then he has the same Mr. Rabbanon to marry the sister of his wife. Call all that he remains married to his wife. And the same halacha applies if the two brothers married to deaf mute women that also have Kedushin to Rabbanon. What happens if one of the brothers married a Gedoyla, an adult one, which is a Kedushin to Rice, and the other one married the Ketana, which is only Kedushin to Rabbanon? If the husband of the Ketana died, so now the husband of the Gedoyla is the Yavam. So basically, this woman is the sister of his wife. It's a deraisa to marry her. It's a teitzik tana mishmachas isha. It's a deraisa to keisa for this older brother to do yibum over here because it's the sister of his wife. Meis baylish al gdoila. What happens if the husband of the older one die? So now what happens? The younger one. The question is, can he do yibum? So as far as he's concerned, it's an intrinsic situation because basically the deraisa, she's not the sister of his wife because the Raisa, the surviving brother, is not married. Bechlal, he's only married Midrabbanan. So what do you do over here? With the Raisa Besem, she is eligible for Yibam. Midrabbanan and Sa'achas Isha. Rabbi says we have a trick over here. We teach the Ketan to do Miyun. Once she does Miyun, she's not his wife at all, and he can marry. He can do Yibam to the second wife. If she did it, she did it. But we're not going to convince her to do it. If she nullified her marriage to the second brother, now he can do yibum to the wife of his brother who had a condition during Doraisa. Im lav, if not, tapte machetagdil. They should wait till she becomes a gdoila. Once she becomes a gdoila, remain married. Then the marriage is converted into a marriage Doraisa when he has relations with her after she's a gdoila. Now that she's married to her completely, so it comes out the yivama. Is Achas Isha, and Mimela, he cannot do Yibum to the Yibama. Yeah. What about doing Chalitza to the Gdoyla? He can't do it because if you do Chalitza to his brother's wife, it's going to answer his wife and himself because he's not allowed to be married to the relations of Chalitza. Rabbi Shuma says, Eloi al Ishtoi. Eloi al Ishus Achiv. Woe to him for his wife, woe to him and his brother's wife. Moses Ishta beget. He has to divorce his wife because she's the sister of the woman who's Zakuka to him, Doraisa. The Ishus Achiv Machalitza. He also has to only do Chalitza to his brother's wife because since he's going to get to his wife, he can't do Yibum to the sister of his Grusha, even though it's only Rabban.